It was a rare announcement from Iran's Atomic Agency chief Mohammad Islami, comments which echo those made recently by another senior government figure.
It is no secret that we have become a nuclear threshold state, and this is a reality. It is also no secret that we have the technical capabilities required to manufacture a nuclear bomb.
It would be an advancement of Iran's nuclear program far beyond the limits outlined in a 2015 deal with the West.
I am announcing today
a deal abandoned by former U.S. President Donald Trump. At the United Nations Conference on Non-Proliferation, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticized Iran's nuclear policy.
Iran remains on a path of nuclear escalation. Although it publicly claims to favor a return to mutual compliance with the JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, since March, Iran has been either unwilling or unable to accept a deal to achieve precisely that goal.
Talks aimed at returning to the deal have been stalled since March. Earlier this week, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell encouraged both sides to restart negotiations, putting a new proposed text on the table.
After reviewing the draft text, it is possible that in the near future we can reach a conclusion regarding the timetable for the negotiations. We'll probably see a new round of negotiations.
Negotiations to salvage the nuclear accord began in April 2021, but have been in deadlock since February. Iran wants the U.S. to lift all economic sanctions and an assurance that the next administration won't back out of the accord. But the Biden administration says guaranteeing the deal's survival beyond 2024 isn't possible. And it wants confirmation that Iran won't enrich uranium to military grade. Ali Hashim, Al Jazeera.